welcome back to another Stories from the Internet. 2020 hasn't been exactly easy on anybody, but at least you can listen to my stories in lockdown and whatnot. This week we have New Year's stories, because New Year's is coming up, and hopefully next year will be better than the last. So without further ado, hold on to your butts and listen to these New Year's stories. From Stylecaster.com, embarrassing and hilarious real New Year's Eve love stories. Midnight Miss. A few years ago, I was heading toward this guy I really liked to give him a New Year's Eve kiss, when his friend totally cut me off and insisted that we kiss instead. It was extremely awkward. I was pretty tipsy, and I was walking over the boy I actually liked, and his friend stepped right up to me, blocking my path, and said, "So, should we?" I believe my response was an actual shrug. The kiss that followed was extremely brief and awkward. I think he was, and probably is, the kind of guy who's used to girls fawning all over him. If he only knew it was his prepper bestie I was after. Lucia, age 26, in Hoboken. Texting out loud. A few years ago, I casually dated this guy for a couple months when November rolled around, and I decided I wasn't into it anymore. I gave him the old, "I'm really busy, I'm not sure I have time to hang out anymore," excuse. He seemed cool with it, and since it had been so casual, I figured he wouldn't think twice about me. I hadn't spoken to him in over a month when New Year's Eve at 2 a.m., he sent me a drunken text with several misspellings about how great I was and how much he liked me and how he'll never hear an Ed Sheeran song again without thinking of me. I was really surprised, but my feelings hadn't changed. I never responded and always felt pretty bad about it, especially because Ed Sheeran has really gotten popular since then. Taylor, 26, New York City. The 13 trends to help you ring in the new year in style, epic fail. I had one particularly disastrous New Year's a few years back in San Francisco. I'd been waiting forever for my heart's desire, non-boyfriend, to invite me and my friends out with him. Finally, a week out, he half-heartedly mentioned their plans and that we could join him if we wanted. 1,000 times yes, obviously. One $200 dress I couldn't afford, and a $150 ticket to a heinous club party later, the big moment arrived. I figured I was guaranteed a kiss at midnight, right? Wrong. As the clock struck, I turned to see the guy overtly hitting on another girl. I proceeded to get rip-roaringly drunk and eventually got separated from the group among the downtown crowds. Heels in hand, tears brimming, and the words slurring, a kind gentleman and his concerned girlfriend took pity on me and let me share their cab. I was too drunk to even remember their names, but if you're out there, you mysterious, kind San Francisco couple, thank you. Lucy, age 29, Brooklyn. Crosstown Kiss. One year, my now husband and I decided to do New Year's Eve separately. He had a guys-only group thing, and I had a girls-only group thing. However, at the last minute, he changed his mind, and out of the blue, at 11:30 p.m., he left his party on one side of the city and hauled it all the way across town to find me. He made it there just before midnight so we could have our New Year's Eve kiss. Later, his friends told me that he didn't even tell anybody he was leaving. He just walked out. Sophie, 31, San Francisco. Baby Bust. Last year, my boyfriend and I reunited with one of his college besties in Paris. With his new bride and their 6-month-old baby in a chic, albeit tiny, flat, they invited us over for New Year's oysters and champagne before going to the Arc de Triomphe for a light show. Unfortunately, after arriving, we spent the entire evening listening to their baby scream bloody murder. We both sat there, nursing flutes of deflated champagne and trying to give helpful baby advice we'd seen in movies. A burper, maybe? I heard wiggling babies' bottoms help. What about a little whiskey in her bottle? While really thinking, muffler with a pillow already. Eventually, we all left, tucking the destructor of all things good and fun in her pram, and as soon as we stepped out into the frosty air, she stopped crying and passed out. In the midst of a roaring drunk Frenchman and woman singing anthems and carols at the top of their lungs, I don't think we had sex that night. Audrey, age 29, Paris. A New Year's Eve to actually remember. My best New Year's Eve was when I spent the evening with my 3 soulmates, my ride or dies, the women who complete me, my now husband and couple other significant others were there. But my girls will always be my number ones. We started the evening playing Taboo and laughing so hard that we were all crying, belly aching and gasping for air. Later, we went out to a bar to dance. When the clock struck midnight, we ladies had a 4-way smooch and a group hug. We ended the night by walking home on the beach, heels in hand and under an actual blue moon. It was the first time we'd all gotten together in years, a symptom of post-college life, and it was perfect. For me, New Year's Eve is not about amazing parties, perfect outfits, or midnight kisses. It's about memories you make with people you love. Laura, 30, Indianapolis. Excapades. A few years ago, my best friend visited me in New York City, where we decided to have a wild night to remember. She was having trouble getting over an ex and had vowed to kiss someone at midnight. We got drunk on champagne and arrived at a crowded party where I promptly lost track of her, being distracted by some ex drama of my own. By the time I found her, it was almost midnight and she was half falling down, half sloppily making out with some guy in front of a group of people who seemed half amused and half concerned. I got her into a cab and we both made it back to my apartment in one piece, but needless to say, we were both pretty mortified at brunch the next day. Sarah, 29, New York City. With 2020 being so miserable and lockdowns, I wouldn't be surprised one bit if 2020 New Year's was going to be canceled. But in case this year didn't dissuade you, here's some stories that might make you think about staying in for 2020 New Year's and just skipping the whole thing. From 137pm.com. One year, I had a hot dog for dinner before going out for New Year's. While I was out, I had one drink. But I started to feel super sick, like throw-uppy sick. And I went home. I ended up puking all night from the food poisoning I had from the hot dog. So miserable. Roberta, age 27. In 2013, I went to a bar near Washington Square Park in New York City. I paid more than $125 for an open bar, which essentially equated to pretty much tipping the bartender $20 every time I went up for a drink because dozens of people were trying to be served all at once. On top of all that, the police were called around 1 a.m. because it turns out that the woman who was working the coat check were robbing everyone's jackets and bags. I was stuck waiting till 4 a.m. to get my coat back before struggling to make it all the way back to my friend's apartment. Needless to say, I soured on New Year's Eve since then. Connor, age 29. This was in college. I was young and stupid. My friends and I were going to a huge house party that ended up being super crowded. Because it was so hot and loud inside, I decided to hang outside for a while. I was having a great time until my right ear started getting extra cold. I didn't think anything of it until I woke up the next morning and discovered that it was fire engine red and feeling numb. Turns out it had gotten frostnip, basically a less serious version of frostbite, and had to spend the rest of the winter basically living in earmuffs. Maggie, aged 28. I was at a large New Year's Eve party that was being thrown by an arts group that I was part of, a two-story Irish bar near Penn Station. Eventually, my friends and I made our way to the dance floor, where I happened to run into another friend of mine that I had a big crush on. We started dancing together a little bit, and just when I felt like maybe there was some sparks going on between us, we both noticed that her ex was standing a few feet away, staring at us. We tried ignoring him, continue grooving, but he kept staring. We would move to a different part of the dance floor, and his eyes would follow. Typically, I don't see anything wrong with a little bumping grind, but we left plenty of room for the Holy Spirit, lest a man decide to ring in the new year by thumping my butt into the ground. I felt like we were trapped in an episode of American Bandstand. Anyway, the tension was finally cut when another friend of mine started puking all over the place. I knew a lot of people puke on New Year's Eve, but I remember having to pick up her shoes and bring her to the cab. I can only assume she puked her shoes off. Anyway, so the story has a happy ending because we ended up dating, but almost a year later. We are now living together, and that lurking ex delayed our happiness by 10 months. By Anonymous. From Bustle.com, 7 seriously creepy things that have actually happened on New Year's Eve. The Phantom Texter. Okay, so I used to watch General Hospital, and at one point there was a mystery figure offing people in the sleepy town of Port Charles. Because each person received a text before the killer caught them in his trap, he became known as the Text Message Killer. One Reddit user had a similar New Year's Eve experience, and while no one was hurt, the phantom text would make anyone uneasy. Reddit user J.U. began receiving text messages from an unknown number on New Year's Eve that said, "I'm outside." The messages began to escalate. At one point, the mystery texter claimed to be inside the house, watching the user and their friends. The text continued throughout the night, with the texter describing the user's car and sending creepy texts while driving home that insinuated that the texter was watching the user. When others tried to call the number that the user was receiving texts from, they got a message saying that it was not a working phone number. While the messages eventually stopped, the fear never really went away. I haven't really dive too deep into this. On one hand, I felt like something really bad could happen if I kept probing it, J.A. wrote on Reddit, and nothing was really happening so far. But on the other hand, I don't have any closure sometimes, and I get paranoid about getting another message. Peeping Tom. One of my worst fears is seeing a strange face peering into my window. This is exactly what happened to an Alabama couple on New Year's 2015. Only the Peeping Tom was in the buff with a sock covering his privates, wearing a Ronald Reagan mask. I know a lot of people are laughing about it, and honestly, I got a chuckle from it later. But at the same time, it was very concerning, Danielle Yancey told Alabama media news site AL.com. I don't know what he was planning to do. Apparently, Danielle's husband caught a glimpse of the naked Peeping Tom while he was taking out the trash, and a home security camera confirmed that it was not all in his head. Police never caught the nude presidential peeper and chalked it up to drunken prank that lost a bet. Every year, everybody likes to make New Year's resolutions, which they eventually break, which is why every year, mine is not to make any New Year's resolutions, which that makes it a New Year's resolution, which means I break it anyway. But let's read some of these more funny New Year's resolutions from scarymommy.com. Stop doom scrolling on Twitter. Live my best life and only buy pants with no buttons or zippers. Cultivate the confidence of Kanye West without the tone deafness of Kanye West. Go vegan for 6 months and inevitably give up. Sign up for a marathon that I will bravely not actually run in. Unfollow the Kardashians but continue to keep up. Remember to make overnight oats the night before, even though I know I won't eat them in the morning. Go on a vitamin and supplement shopping spree and finish at least one bottle before I give up. Buy all leftover 2020 calendars and burn them. Go outside among people. Relearn social cues after a year at home. Stop lying to myself about New Year's resolutions. Go viral on TikTok. Make a viral reel making fun of TikTok. Turn all my high-heeled shoes into flats. Refuse to acknowledge the entirety of 2020 during social gatherings. Tattoo New Year's, new me, JK, on my arm. Never take home goods trips for granted, ever again. Unfriend every person who shares their unsolicited diet and exercise regimen. Take more days off and burn Slack off my phone when I do. Become the GOAT at sarcasm. Follow Gina Lentilli's advice and turn my tweets into a book. Stop buying up all the butternut squash gnocchi at Trader Joe's as soon as they restock. Leave some for the other shoppers. Share my New Year's Eve champagne. Have eyebrows as symmetrical as Wes Anderson's movies. Keep kicking ass and taking names, because detailed records keeping is important. Do so much yoga that it actually justifies wearing yoga pants 24/7. Make so many baked goods for my besties that they start calling me Martha Stewart. Read more, or at least turn the subtitles in on when I binge watch TV. Wake up before noon on the weekends. Come to terms with the fact that John Mayer is in his 40s. Don't text that toxic person back. You know the one. We all have that one. Fart in front of my squad with no shame. Stop making lists. Eat more tacos. Stay in the bathroom while I brush my teeth. Stop drinking orange juice after I've brushed my teeth. Stop daring people to lick frozen flagpoles. Use more chapstick. Floss every day, and not just with wild abandon on the weekend leading up to a cleaning. Find more reasons to use the word verisimilitude. Book that bougie trip, girl. actually put on a full outfit for Zoom calls. Although, let's be real, business on top, PJs on the bottom never really hurt anyone. Get waxed without feeling obliged to make awkward small talk. And of course, stop making resolutions. Which is really, that's mine. I did that years ago. It really is a good plan. That wraps up this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Happy New Year's. And of course, if you must make a New Year's resolution, make it easy so you can actually accomplish it. Have a good one, and let's hope 2021 is a little bit better.